Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Grab a coat. It's a colder start this morning. Our temperatures in the 30s and 40s. A little bit of a wind chill, too. Remember how windy it was yesterday? I'll show you what it will feel like as you head out.
And we are following two breaking news stories this morning. A car accident in Apex and a building fire in Cumberland County. The WREL breaking news tracker was at both scenes this morning.
We're just hours away from mobile sports betting becoming legal here in North Carolina. Just ahead, what you need to know if you decide to place a bet today.
And Hollywood's biggest night had one very big winner at the 96th Academy Awards. We'll show you the most memorable moments from the Oscars. And if you weren't able to stay up late to see all the winners, we have you covered on that front. Still trying to recover from that 1 hour less of sleep that we got to try and transition to daylight saving time. So we're glad you're up with us if you're up this early. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Lovengood in for Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it's like, you don't think an hour is going to make a difference, but it really does.
It takes a while to adjust.
Just a bit. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner right now getting you started with your weather forecast for the day. Elizabeth, it was a little breezy last night, I noticed.
Ooh, yeah, a little. It was crazy out there. We're going to see breezy conditions again today. We take a live look at Franklinton, and we see clear skies today, but it still will be on the breezy side. Right now, our winds are on the lighter side, looking at northwest at 3 miles per hour. 42 degrees is our current temperature. So it's a chilly start out there. Our skies are clear, though, so we do have the top of the tower lit this morning. In blue, our current steady wind speeds out of the northwest are variable, anywhere from 3 to 8 miles per hour. It's 8 in Fayetteville, 6 in South Hills, 7 in Roxborough. But take a look at our gusts for today. We're going to see winds gusting this morning up to 15, and then right around lunchtime, we'll see gusts to around 25 miles per hour. It was stronger yesterday, but still, that's going to feel breezy. And with a little bit of wind, we have a touch of wind chill. It's not huge, but it does feel like 39 in Southern Pines. It feels like 37 in Goldsboro and 39 in Rocky Mount right now. A 24-hour temperature change, huge from yesterday, anywhere from 10 to 15 to almost 20 degrees colder than it was this time yesterday. And we're going to see a repeat of this tomorrow morning. It is going to be a fairly mild afternoon. We'll be in the 50s. At lunchtime, we climb into the low 60s. We have some warm temperatures in our forecast for much of this week. I'll show you when we're into the 70s and for how many days coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news, we're working to learn more about a crash in Apex on 1010 Road near Jesse Drive. The breaking news tracker was on the scene just after 10 last night while troopers investigated. You can see a pair of boots were left in the road. We're working to learn if anyone was hurt.
An investigation is underway after deputies say law enforcement shot a man during a standoff. It happened around 5:45 last night near the intersection of Edwards Fork Road and Grayson Road in Scotland Neck. The Scotland Neck police chief is telling WREL that negotiations with the man started just before 3 o'clock. There was a standoff, and both the Halifax County Sheriff's Office and the Scotland Neck Police Department were on scene at the same time. That man was taken to the hospital and flown there, in fact, in Greenville. And as of this morning, we are not quite sure what his condition is, but we are working to find that out. We have asked law enforcement what led up to that shooting and which department the officer belonged to. The FBI is investigating as well.
Breaking news overnight, we're working to learn more about a structure fire at a UniFirst facility near Fayetteville. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene around midnight on Downing Road. Several Cumberland County fire departments responded. We're working to learn if anyone was injured and what possibly started the fire.
North Carolinians are just hours away from being able to gamble on sports directly from their phones. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from PNC Arena. Kelsey, this is something that has been years in the making.
Chris, this launch is coming right on time with March Madness just being a few days away. And we've already been seeing ads for apps like DraftKings and FanDuel. But Canes fans, get ready, because the team already has a partnership with the sports betting company Fanatics. Here's a look at video from a launch event here at PNC Arena on Friday. Fanatics is a newcomer to gambling. North Carolina native Rob Brazier helped create the app. Placing your bet on the app is simple. You just click add to your bet slip, select an increment, and place it. The app also allows users to put a limit on their gambling before it becomes an addiction. Fanatics and the Canes plan to open a retail sports book where you can place bets in person, either here at PNC Arena or somewhere nearby. And that could definitely happen in the future, but still no word yet on when in-person betting could become legal here in North Carolina. So for now, we can just make those bets mobile. And that starts today at noon. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, Live in Raleigh.
Thanks, Kelsey. And to help usher in the beginning of legal sports betting, Carolina Panthers legend Greg Olsen will submit the first bet in our state. DraftKings is hosting the ceremonial first bet today, and that will happen at the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte.
Six people are hurt this morning, including two kids, after a police chase ended with the vehicle crashing into other cars in Raleigh. This all began yesterday afternoon. Raleigh police say they tried to stop a stolen car over on Six Forks Road. Instead of stopping, the vehicle sped away, starting the chase. The chase ended in a crash on Wake Forest Road near Capitol Boulevard. A witness told WRL she was stopped at a different intersection just down the road when the suspect's car came speeding past, running the red light and narrowly missing her. She thought maybe they didn't see the light until the car tried running another red light at the next intersection. That's when the driver hit a car, causing it to crash into two other cars going the opposite way. The witness says police arrived shortly after.
Two of them had surrounded that car and immediately pretty much had their guns drawn, going around where that driver was. The driver tried to get out and start running, but with how the police had surrounded them, I think that person quickly realized that wasn't going to happen, so stopped and got on the ground, and then it looked like they apprehended that person.
The driver, an adult woman, was taken into custody. Police say earlier in the day, the stolen car was involved in a robbery. The six people who were injured were taken to the hospital. We're told they're expected to recover.
A crash was so bad in Moore County, one person was flown to the hospital. This happened on US 15501 in Moore County yesterday afternoon, and State Highway Patrol says a Toyota crossed the center line, hitting a Chevy head-on. You can see the damage right there on your screen. The driver of the Toyota was treated for injuries there at the scene, and the passenger of that car was flown to the hospital with a broken leg. Now, as for the two people in the Chevy, they were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. But the Toyota driver was charged in this case.
Oppenheimer dominated the Oscars last night. The film won seven awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actor. Cillian Murphy took home Best Lead Actor. Murphy's role as Robert Oppenheimer in the summer blockbuster earned him his first Oscar win. The Irish actor beat out Colman Domingo, Bradley Cooper, Paul Giamatti, and Jeffrey Wright for the award.
You know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb. And for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world. So I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Another major award of the night, Best Lead Actress, went to Emma Stone for her portrayal of Bella Baxter in Poor Things. This is her second Oscar. The actress acknowledged her fellow nominees, including Killers of the Flower Moon star Lily Gladstone.
And it has been such an honor to do all of this together. I hope we get to keep doing more together. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh my God, I'm totally okay.
You can tell she was overwhelmed. Stone went on to thank her family and her daughter, who she said turns 3 in 2 days and has turned her life into Technicolor. Poor Things finished the night with 4 awards.
The funeral for retired Raleigh Police Sergeant Kenneth Hopkins is set for tomorrow. A car hit and killed Hopkins on I-540 this month. He was trying to rehitch a trailer at the time. There's a visitation tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. at Watts Chapel Missionary Baptist Church in Raleigh. Funeral services will follow at noon.
This morning, the North Carolina Department of Justice and Wake County Public Schools are hosting a social media town hall. The state DOJ will talk about its work with bipartisan coalition of attorneys general to sue Facebook's parent company, Meta. The states are investigating whether social media platforms violated consumer protection laws by providing and promoting their potentially harmful platforms to young users. The town hall is happening at Athens Drive High in Raleigh from 10:30 to 11:30 this morning.
The ACC men's basketball tournament gets started tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Teams from Tobacco Road are the top 2 seeds. UNC is the top seed in the tournament after clinching the regular season title with a win in the Battle of the Blues on Saturday. Duke is the tournament's number 2 seed. Both the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils have double byes in the tournament, and that means their first games won't happen until the quarterfinals on Thursday. NC State is the 10th seed in the tournament, and they will play their first game tomorrow against Louisville.
It is 4:39. Much more news to share with you. A small plane crash in Virginia kills 5 people. What we've learned about the victims. And this picture is causing controversy. Why major news outlets recall the first picture of the Princess of Wales since she had abdominal surgery.
And we'll take a live look at the whirligigs in Wilson. They're spinning around a little bit. It's going to be a windy start to the week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with our 7-day forecast.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 on a quiet morning. We take a live look at Sanford. Our skies are clear this morning. It was a very windy day yesterday. We had gusts up to 40, 45 miles per hour. We're going to see lighter winds today, but it'll still feel a little on the blustery side. Town by town, it's chilly out there, too. 37 right now in Lewisburg, 41 in Southern Pines. It's 39 in South Hill and 41 in Goldsboro. And if you happened to be out yesterday, if you could find a sheltered spot in the sunshine, it felt great. But that wind was really chilly. And, of course, with the wind this morning, we have a little bit of a wind chill. It does feel like 30s for most of us, even if temperatures are in the 40s. It's a slow warm up today, too. We're in the 40s all the way until around lunchtime, and then we climb slowly into the low 60s this afternoon. But a big warm up ahead starting tomorrow. I'll show it to you coming up.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're working to learn if anybody was hurt after a crash on Capitol Boulevard. This is seen from the WREL Breaking News Tracker showing damage to the front end of that car there. It happened around 3:30 this morning on Capitol Boulevard, just off Millbrook Road, across from the Family Dollar. An EMT, Raleigh police cruisers, and fire truck all responded to that scene. We'll keep you updated when we learn more about the people involved and also what led up to this crash.
Michelle, thanks. Pro-Palestinian protesters worked to call attention to the ongoing violence in Gaza as they blocked a major road near where the Academy Awards were being held. It came on the first day of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month that began yesterday. The demonstrators held signs that read, "While you're watching, bombs are dropping," and "Eyes on Rafah." Demonstrators shouted, "Shame on you," at some people walking to the ceremony. Some actors at the Oscars wore red pins depicting an outstretched hand with a heart on it. Wearing one meant they supported calls for a ceasefire.
Five people are dead after a small private jet crashed in Virginia. Investigators say the plane crashed into the woods near the airport in Hot Springs. That was yesterday afternoon. The plane was covered in flames at one point. The pilot, first officer, and three passengers died, and one of the passengers was a child. Authorities say it's unclear where the plane was traveling to or whether wind was a factor in the crash. Virginia State Police, the FAA, and NTSB are investigating.
The U.S. military has removed non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the unrest there continues. The U.S. also ramped up security at its mission in the nation's capital, Port-au-Prince. Last week, gangs staged attacks at the airport, police stations, and prisons. And they're pushing for the removal of Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry. What began as a 3-day state of emergency has been extended for a month.
Beginning today, Garner Police are hosting a Citizens Police Academy. It's an effort to build a relationship between officers and the community. It's a 6-week course in which participants learn how the police department operates. People will engage in hands-on exercises to understand the jobs and the functions of their local officers. There will also be an opportunity for feedback for participants. The academy will end with a graduation ceremony on June 11th.
Today, the Carolina Hurricanes plan to celebrate the start of mobile sports betting in the state. The Hurricanes and Fanatics Sportsbook, the team's official sports betting partner, will hold an event at Backyard Bistro. You may remember the Canes bought that restaurant back in January. The party starts there this evening at 5. There will be a raffle, games, and giveaways.
Well, look at your screen here right now. This picture, the first image of Catherine, Princess of Wales, since she underwent abdominal surgery, has been recalled by most major media outlets. The Associated Press and other outlets say they believe this photo was manipulated. The image of the princess and her kids was released yesterday, and it had a message from the princess marking Mother's Day in the UK and thanking the public for support. The AP says you can see an inconsistency in the alignment of Princess Charlotte's left hand that may point to manipulation. The Kensington Palace has not responded to requests for a statement.
Mini tote bags sold at Trader Joe's for $2.99 are being resold on eBay for as much as $500. Social media videos show customers lining up for the totes to be restocked and swarming to get their hands on one. Viral scenes are being compared to the Stanley Tumbler craze from back in December. The limited edition canvas totes sell for $2.99. They come in 4 colors. Some stores are reportedly putting a limit on the number that people can buy. at one time.
As you're heading out the door, we want to remind you of a long-term road closure in Orange County. The DOT says Millhouse Road will be closed near New Jericho Road and Cell Tower Drive for 4 months. The closure is part of the I-40 widening project. It'll allow crews to safely widen the existing bridges over Millhouse Road. Work on that is expected to be completed in July. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here right now. You have a look right now out at Franklinton. And this morning, even when I was coming in, it was definitely a little chillier, but things are going to warm up this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice looking week until we get to Friday and the weekend. Wouldn't you know it? We're in that pattern, I think, again, where, you know, it's nice during the week and then it gets wet for the weekend. But enjoy the week while it's here. Of course, it was windy yesterday. We're going to see some breezy conditions again today. This is a live look at Franklinton, where all is fairly quiet this morning. 42 degrees is our current temperature. Our dew point's 19, so a very dry air mass in place. Our temperatures will mainly hold it in the 30s all the way until around 10 a.m. So it'll be a chilly start for everybody this morning. Right now it is 38 in Goldsboro, 39 South Hill, 37 in Roxboro, 41 in Southern Pines. But with clear skies, our temperatures in the Triangle in the low 40s will likely drop into the upper 30s as well. Taking a look at our 24-hour temperature change, noticeably colder than this time yesterday, anywhere from 10 to almost 20 degrees colder. Look at that, 19 degrees colder in Clinton right now. Let's take a look at the temperature and the wind chill together. There's a little bit of wind out there. It's not a lot, but it is dropping that temperature just a touch in terms of the wind chill. 39 in Southern Pines. It feels like 32 in Roxboro and 34 in South Hill. It feels like upper 30s for Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Goldsboro, and around 40 for Fayetteville and the Triangle. Our wind speeds right now are out of the northwest at about 3 to 8 miles per hour, but it doesn't take very much wind to make it feel colder than it really is. And we take a look at our gusts as we get through the afternoon, gusting up to around 15 this morning, gusting to, say, 20, 25 during the afternoon. Now, for comparison, yesterday, our strongest wind gust at RDU was 43 miles per hour. So we're not going to be as windy as yesterday, but still, it will feel a bit breezy. Fairly mild afternoon, 62 in Raleigh and Durham, 64 in Fayetteville. Well, these temperatures are not too far from normal. Our normal is 61, but after that, we see a huge bump up in our temperatures, almost 80 degrees for Thursday and Friday. Thursday is probably going to be the prime day because on Friday, we may end up with some scattered thunderstorms. That's not likely to last too long. We hit March 18th through the 24th, and our climate forecast is for temperatures well below normal and then above normal back across parts of the West. So we check out temperatures again, looking at temperatures climbing into the 70s, and our overnight lows are warmer too. Tomorrow morning is still going to be chilly at 37, but our overnight lows then are in the 40s and 50s. We do have that potential for some scattered storms on Friday. And right now, Saturday is dry in our forecast, but we may have to add some rain to that as we're watching things develop for the weekend.
No rain. Thanks, Elizabeth.
It's a competition with the Florida Flair. The 2024 Conch Shell Blowing Competition is in the books. We'll hear some of the contests make music with the shells after the break.
A shrinking island in eastern Carolina is being restored. Sugarloaf Island has eroded over the years, and that's why the town of Morehead City and the Coastal Federation are taking steps to save it. Their project includes installing special devices in the water. The objects break up and slow down waves and help prevent future erosion. Although some results of the project will take some time to fully show, other benefits will be immediate. Many of the structures built will quickly affect habitats as marine life starts to use them. Morehead City leaders say you can keep up with the progress on their website.
If your body and mind have not adjusted to the time change yet, you're not alone, as millions of Americans are coming to terms with the second full day of daylight saving time. But if you think changing the clocks is a complicated idea now, Ted Lindner takes a closer look at how the concept came to be and evolved into what we know today.
Daylight saving time is probably the closest thing to time travel many of us will get to experience, as most Americans, with the exception of folks in Arizona and Hawaii, turn their clocks ahead by 1 hour this Sunday. And because the CDC says it can take a week for our bodies to get used to losing an hour of sleep, it's normal for many people to start the Monday after the time change a little groggier than usual.
I think that it just complicates things and that it's not useful and that it's just a waste of everyone's time.
But it's not just the United States. Roughly 70 countries, about 40% of the rest of the world, participate in daylight saving time.
Daylight saving itself was introduced by Germany during the early years of World War I as a way to save fuel.
And while most nations went back to using standard time after World War I, The concept was once again reintroduced during World War II. But after that, things got confusing, with different states and towns across the U.S. choosing to follow or abandon the time change, leading to a variety of different time zones. It wasn't until the Uniform Time Act of 1966 that resulted in an official start and end date to daylight saving time and ruled the concept needed to be implemented statewide or not at all.
I think everyone will be in a better mood with more sunlight in the evening.
In the end, fans of the time change are reveling in the extra hour of daylight they'll have until the clocks fall back on Sunday, November 3rd.
Sure, we'll get a later sunset, but our sunrise will also be later. It won't be coming up until 7:30 this morning.
So I want to show you something. It's a contest you may not have heard of before, a conch shell blowing competition.
Your brother's belly.
Actually, I think it's pronounced conch shell now that I think about it. Dozens of people tested their pucker power by being a part of this contest. It was held in Key West this weekend. Competitors were judged on the quality, the duration, loudness, and novelty of sounds they made. The contest nods to the Key's seafaring heritage and centuries-old use of the conch horn for signaling and for communication. We are just hours away from mobile sports betting going live in North Carolina, and WREL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live with everything you need to know before you bet on a game.
And the 96th Academy Awards are in the books.
Could deny it, but I have been dreaming about this moment for so long.
We'll run down the most talked about moments from the night's biggest winners and performances.